Let me tell you a quick part of Baisai. You all know the Maisa, the story with Rus and Orpah. I want to just give you a little bit of an akuda to think about, especially when you're going into Kabbalah Satira and we're going into a Zman of being mekabel in ourselves more than what we used to in Torah. Especially, it's a little bit of a difficult matzah for some of us. The Baisai, it said that Golias was able to fight Klal Yisrael for 40 days. 40 days he was able to fight Klal Yisrael. He stood against Klal Yisrael, this big ogre, I think you call them in English, right? This big ogre stood against Klal Yisrael for 40 days, being Mecharif or Megadif, and the whole entire Klal Yisrael was afraid of this monster. Imagine, just think about it for a minute. Imagine there was for 40 days, being stuck in a house has given us concepts that we never were able to appreciate before and gives us mshalim. Imagine for 40 days we were stuck in our houses, even more so, right? But imagine for 40 days we were afraid to go out because of this monster from Gehenim, this Goliath character, where everybody was afraid that he would go out and he would kill you. He was this scary individual. Everyone was afraid of him. And you would think, come on, there's nobody that could take this. We can't throw something at nothing. No. Everyone was afraid. What gave this person the koyach to stand against the whole Klal Yisrael for 40 days? That means nobody in the history of the world was able to stand by himself against the whole entire Klal Yisrael for 40 days, being Mecharif, Megadif. Everybody in Klal Yisrael was scared of him. And that was because his great-great-great-great-grandmother, Orpah, she walked 40 steps with Naomi. 40 steps, Rabbi Isai. And those 40 steps that she walked with Naomi, deciding maybe she'll taka be makabel in herself, the oil of Torah, and maybe she'll have a Yiddish life, and she'll have a life of Torah and mitzvahs, and even the contemplating, and the direction of maybe to be closer to Hashem, for those 40 steps, the only thing to give her schar for that, we can't give her anything less than giving her the schus, that what is the Yiddish, the Goyish Nachas of a guy, that her grandson should be some incredible warrior that could be able to stand up for 40 days. 40 days, can I get those 40 steps? But the Beis Hai, who was the one that stood against Goliath? This little redhead, sorry, Sammy, this little redhead, a little small redhead boy, nothing so impressive looking. Sorry, Sammy. This small little redhead boy didn't reach up until the shins of didn't reach the shins of Goliath. And there's this little redhead boy, and the whole Klal Yisrael is afraid of this big monster Goliath. Imagine the sight, and comes out. Can you imagine people peering through their windows, looking at that? Is he Meshigah? Who's that little kid? Who's that little David? Was he Meshigah? And here comes this big buvah. Right? David knocked him out, boom, right? Down like a socket wrench. Right? David Amel, gone. Where did David Amel's strength came from? Chazal tell us, bizchus, that Rus was Davka Ba. Rus and Orpah were sisters. They were in the exact same place. They were in the exact same place emotionally. They were in the exact same choice. They were in the exact same mokim for the decision. And Orpah, she went that way. And the schus that she got, look at the level of the schus. But Rus, because of the decision that she made, so she was zeicha to a child, the David HaMelech, the father, the mother, the father of Mashiach. Rabbi Isai, when it comes to Shavuos, you have to remember this, Rabbi Isai, that the decisions that we make sometimes, we don't realize it looks like, okay, I'm going to stay with Naomi, and she decided to leave Naomi. Didn't look like such a major decision, right? She thought about it, 40 steps worth. She thought about it also for 40 steps worth. And she stayed on. And she decided not to stay on. And the difference, Rabbi Isai, when the arrow was shot, was the difference between having an Einikol, a Golias, a Rosh Marusha, and the difference between having an Adonenu David HaMelech, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. A David Melech Yisrael, Rabbi Isai, the Melech, the Malchus of Klal Yisrael. Sometimes we make small decisions and we don't realize how big those decisions are. Sometimes the person in this matzav right now, he makes decisions. Klape, being Moisif a Seder, being Moisif in Limud, strengthening himself in davening, making certain directions. And we don't realize that those directions are Rabbi Isai, where they're going to take us one day. Unfortunately, I have to leave you early, Rabbi Isai. But I'd give you one little, a small bracha from a simple person that we should all be zeichet to go to the chuppah with the Teriyah Kadesha, be'ahava, with kishmak. We should be zeichet this year to live with the Torah in Shalom Bayis. You're going to the chuppah with the Torah. We should live with the Torah this year with Shalom Bayis, that the Torah should be a part of our lives, and the Torah should be not just a part of our life. You know, a person when he's married, so then when he's out in the street, he's still married. Where's his wife? His wife is in the house, right? But he's out here, he's out there, he's out there. He could be, right? You could ask the Rosh Hashiva, Zalzayin Gezunt. He could be thousands of miles away from his wife and thousands away from his family. But what is he? He's somebody's calling him up right now and saying, Dad. And he asks him, who are you? Where are you? I'm married. My wife is there. Right? That means that we could live with the Torah, but even when we're out in the street and we're out there, but if we live with the Torah, we're always married to the Torah. Shmuzeichah this year to have that hergish that even when I'm not learning Torah, I'm working on this, I'm that, I'm doing all different things, but I'm married to the Torah. Where's the Torah? Boom, the Torah's in the house right now. Even if I'm 6,000 miles away from the Torah, but I'm married to the Halakha Torah. I love you all. I must leave you all because Yom Tov is coming. I love you all. And we're going to get back together again and we'll Bez Hashem. We'll dance together, Bez Hashem.